B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
One more, I got 69 touchdowns, if you know what I mean. Only you know what I mean, baby.
Well, that's the one and only Rob Gronkowski, former Patriot, former NFL player, after announcing his retirement last night on Instagram, in a statement that clearly was not proofread by anybody, but was posted nonetheless, and the message has been received.
Which is perfect.
Gronk out.
That's the way you go out.
Called it.
You did.
Did I ever waver?
Nope.
Did I call
you
it?
Never wavered.
You never wavered.
I did. I was so firm in the camp of he's done until about 10 days ago, and I thought, the fact that he hasn't said anything means he's probably coming back.
It meant nothing.
It didn't mean a damn thing.
Just like I said all along.
Should have stayed firm.
No, nope.
I didn't.
Sounded like guy didn't want to play football anymore last fall. Still doesn't want to play. Maybe wants to play. Can't play. Has to play. Can't play.
Doesn't want to go through what it takes to play.
Not going to play.
A full season.
I don't think he wants to play at 80%. And when you're that great, a player, like Brady said it. He goes, you know what? I'll retire when I suck. Now, obviously, Gronkowski doesn't suck. But going back to last year, he talked about the beatings in the head and, at points 2 years ago where I don't feel right. I don't feel like I'm 100%. And to go out there and go through the motions for a player, a planet player of that magnitude, it would be sad to watch. And I compliment him for wanting to walk away after making the type of catch he made, both catches on that last drive that eventually led to Sony Michel's touchdown that won the football game, the championship. And to think that's his last catch, going up that left seam, not wide ass open, not with a linebacker on him, with the safety and corner over the top, double covered, completely double covered to where quarterback could only put the ball in one spot to where he actually had to lay out and go get it. And he did it. They won the game on that. That allowed them to win the football game.
It's a great way to go out.
I don't know how get in the end zone. I mean, the only way it could have been better.
Well,
and that would have been a game winner in overtime. I don't know.
So I think there's a couple of things today and last night. When you hear this immediately, you think, number one, wow, what a career.
That's what I tweeted.
What a career. what a guy to have watched for the 9 seasons that he played. I mean, absolutely tremendous career. I don't believe we'll ever see a tight end as great as Rob Gronkowski in a Patriots uniform just based on the odds. I'm not sure we'll ever see another tight end like Rob Gronkowski in our lifetimes.
I think he's arguably,
and this is the argument I will make.
All right.
He is the most complete tight end the NFL has ever seen, and that crosses all periods of time. He is the most complete tight end in American football history. You can find guys that were great pass catchers. You will not find someone who is as good, who had the hands and athletic ability of Rob Gronkowski, complete with the blocking ability of Rob Gronkowski. Yeah. You won't find it. The guy doesn't exist.
No,
it's him alone.
If you are judging it on those two characteristics, the hands and the blocking, that's it. If you wanted to hold out for someone with just maybe a little more speed, okay, maybe that person will come along. Maybe it's somebody who's a little more versatile, I guess, but I don't know what more versatility you're going to ask for.
I don't think there is a guy who's more versatile.
He was a throwback. Throwback mixed with modern.
In his first 5 or 6 years of his career was
daunting.
Off the charts.
Yeah.
He had plenty of speed. I mean, he slowed down a little bit in the last few years, but you're not going to find a more complete guy than this than this player.
No.
And so there is this level of sadness today of people that are you know, sad that they're not going to see this anymore. This is
I'm sad, but we assume
it's over.
I'm sad, but the door may still be open based on the agent today. What is Drew Rosenhaus doing? Saying, I wouldn't surprise me if he comes back next year. If you're retired and you are so set on retirement, I'm done, I'm good. I had a hell of a career. Give me the paperwork where I sign it. Right here. Right here. D-O-N, or he would say
or D-U-N, in Zoe's case, he didn't D-U-N, fill it out for like 3 years because he didn't know he had to fill it out.
Right. Yeah. Thank you, Ricky Williams, by the way. Yeah. 6 years I've done the broadcast. 6 years with Bob. This is the only player, more so than Edelman. I mean, Brady's in there, but that makes you hold your breath when you see a play developing. And when he's in the huddle, there's a different level of excitement. We got trained to call games without him when he was hurt. There was a lot of football games he didn't play in, and the team still played well. They still won championships. But there's nothing like it when he's in there, and the way – and you could sit there and giggle and laugh because it's like a man playing with little boys, and they just bounce off him. I'll never forget the backhanded one-handed – his left hand when he went back. I think it was against Denver down around the goal line where Brady threw it up high behind him, and he went and caught it with one hand. That one and the Pittsburgh fade route from a year ago where he ran that fade route and he just got up and he's pointing and he's laughing.
He laughs.
That is him. That's him in a nutshell.
That also capped the most unbelievable drive. That was the Gronk drive. The entire drive was Gronk.
Right. And there was
the Gronk drive.
And that final play, the touchdown pass, it was predetermined. It was decided.
When he was lined up on a corner who got, I guess, stuck in cement at the goal line.
Right. And Brady looked over there once.
The footwork. Yeah. No tight end does that. Sorry.
Took the snap. That ball was out of his hands in less than a second, and it was going to Gronkowski no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just one of those
chops.
Almost like a playground play where it's
go get it, Gronk.
That's where the ball is going for a touchdown.
Ben Coates was drafted my year when I was drafted here in 91. So Ben was a fifth-round pick, and when he came on the scene, he was the original Gronkowski. He really was. Gronkowski is Ben Coates on steroids. Like, Ben was unbelievable. And Ben played in a different era where you could actually mug receivers, and he had to push off and bang.
Great push-off move.
Oh,
would not
my God,
fly
the
now.
Extension. It wouldn't fly now, but, I mean, he got mugged, too, as this guy gets mugged. You're lucky to see some good damn tight end play here. You really are. Over the years, they've had some great tight ends.
So I think there is a sadness today. Rob Gronkowski calling, you know, it a career. That no one likes that. Everyone wants to keep watching Rob Gronkowski play football. I get that.
Yeah.
The other part, I think, goes back to the team, which is, oh, no, what do they do now? They don't have any tight ends. They've got guys on the roster. Yeah,
there's no game tomorrow. It was a tough night for my kid last night, too. He said, just absolute shock. Said, you know, I'm start being a Browns fan. They got good players. So get your ass up to your room right now. Get your ass up to your room.
Punished.
Did you ever say that again?
Timeout.
Generation of front-running fans.
Hey, people are upset. People are upset. Like, this is...
Withhold meals.
It's one of your...
Withhold meals, yes. Yeah. The other part is...
Use your left hand today.
You know, there is this question of does he come back? And if he does, I think it would not be unheard of. Players have retired before and then decided to come back. In fact, Jason Witten just decided to come back after a full year off.
Sure.
He's decided to come back. It's weird that Jason Witten is now playing as a tight end in the NFL and Rob Gronkowski is not. But... I don't think that's the plan. I don't think this is a part of a plan to say,
see,
I'm retiring and I'm back. It might happen.
I wouldn't think that either.
It might happen.
And I know McGinnis said what he said, you know, a couple weeks ago. And there is a lot of tie-ins there. This is the first step in that process, right? And the agent comes out today and says, well, I want to close the door on him playing next year.
Well, I tell you what.
Willie, what do you know?
If you want to go full conspiracy, if the plan is.
Hey, Rob. Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
It's not right to have you sitting out practices, not showing up. I know we've kept you in bubble, but I mean, we've got a thing here that we do, and everybody does the same thing, and we make exceptions from time to time. But to essentially give you your own schedule is not going to look right. So I tell you what, you don't have to, but you want to play. You want to play the part of the season that's really going to matter, and the second half of the season into the playoffs. Let's talk in October. Let's see how you're feeling. And that I could see at least in the realm of possibility.
Do you think that's what's going on?
I don't.
No. See, I think he's done.
I think right now, today, he's done. But I also know that could change. That's changed for players before.
Of course. I know
it could change for him, but I don't think he's calling it a career last night with the intention of coming back week 10.
Yeah, he's a guy that needs to be in whatever he's in. If it's WWE tonight, he's got to be in on that. And that's him. Just concentrate on that. If I'm going to the beach and I'm just going to be, I need to do that. If I'm going to play football, I just need to play football and be around my teammates and play football. He doesn't seem like a guy that could, don't take this the wrong way, that he could balance all that stuff and sort of keep that on the back burner. Like, Rob's a guy who wants to be. If I'm going to party, I'm going to party.
No, if it's...
I am all in on everything. He's a football player.
No, it's an admirable quality. He's in the moment. Whatever he's doing, he's doing that. Nothing in moderation.
So if it's Willie McGinnis saying it or it's Drew Rosenhaus saying it, I think what those two guys might be saying is, listen, we know this is a guy who struggled with the decision, and we know him and know that there could be a time when he decides he misses football and wants to go back to playing football.
Yeah.
And it could be nothing more than knowing Rob Gronkowski and knowing how much he loves football and thinking, yeah, he wants to retire, but he's going to hit a point where he misses it and he wants to go back. And so that just might be them speaking as two guys that know who he is and know what he's like and know that might happen week 8, 9, 10, whatever that might be. And I don't think the team would say no.
It's sort of been a trend anyway. Like, He doesn't take part of the preseason. He doesn't play in those games. And it's always 8, 9, 10 games into the year to get him up and running. And then it's December where, okay, back's against the wall. We need a big win here against a quality opponent. We're going to feed the big boy. It's a great player's rise to the occasion when the lights are its brightest. And it's in whether it's at Pittsburgh, whether it's divisional round, whether it's AFC title game. That's when they rise. And he, Brady, and Edelman do that.
But if he never comes back, what a career it was for Rob Gronkowski. Hall of Famer, no doubt, and a great, great Patriot. Will go down as one of the great Patriots of all time. 617-779-0985. I do think there is one thing to question about the decision, though. Why did it take 2 months? Why are we here 2 months later with this decision?
Because if there wasn't a plan in place and they're all in on this and there's sort of cahoots going on, then why'd you leave him hanging so
long? Let's talk about that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
All three of those years, we had pretty good teams. Probably the two big factors in those seasons, in the ultimate end of those seasons, were Rob's lack of availability and our overall ability to play defense in some critical situations. I mean, it was obviously good enough to get to the Super Bowl or to the AFC Championship games, but just the improvement in the overall defensive play, that was one thing that we wanted to continue to try to build on. Had Rob been healthy in any of those 3 years, as close as those outcomes were, it might have made a difference.
Gronkowski certainly made a difference in this playoff run for the Patriots. A massive, massive difference for the Patriots. The difference between being a winner and being a loser.
Yeah. So
Kansas City and in the Super Bowl against the Rams.
Those years being talked about right there, 11 through 14 prior to the win against Seattle, where Belichick's talking and do your job about how much he meant, you know, especially at the end of the year, what they had to do and adapt to, not having him. I remember his second year. We were doing a preseason production meeting down in Carolina. And when you sit there, you're there with the TV and the radio, and the Patriots bring in three guys. Normally we get like Daron Harmon. Yeah, you know, we would get Ninkovich back in the day and your typical Slater one and that. Then every year we get Brady for one game. And then that year, I remember they brought Gronkowski in. So we got to sit there and talk to Gronkowski. I got to talk to him and ask him questions about affecting coverage. I said, what's the ideal coverage? Like, what's the ideal defense? How can he defend you? He goes, there is no defense that can defend me. And I used that on the broadcast the next night. And I guess Belichick led the morning meeting on Monday with me talking about it, about Rob talking about how nobody could cover him. And he said, really, Rob, is this what's going on? From that point on, when he saw me, he goes, I'm not allowed to talk to you anymore because you get too much out of me. So since that time, like, Rob has been very guarded when
he's talked to you plenty. It's just been off the
record. He's talked to me plenty, but he's like, you know, dude, we can't do this on air, man. Can't do this. I said, well, what was the big problem? I said, stuff we're told in production, I mean, we can take and use unless Patriots personnel and PR standards saying, retract that. Sometimes something will be said and they'll say, retract that, can't use that. But thought it was good to go. I thought it was great. Thought it was honest. Can't cover me.
Well, the difference between 2014 Rob Gronkowski and 2018 Rob Gronkowski was more injuries. And I always will look at the end of his career and say, it was pretty miraculous that he made it back after having yet another back surgery in 2016 after the season. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember how in jeopardy the rest of his career was at that time? And I think that was real. I think those feelings were real. But this is a guy that had a torn ACL in his career. He had a broken forearm that he needed four surgeries on, that had the infection, that had the issues, the plates in the arm. Yep. He went through that. He went through three back surgeries.
Yep.
He's a guy who missed his final year of college ball at Arizona because of his back. He came into the league with back issues. And in 2016, he was undergoing another back surgery at the age of 27. And there were some real concerns about the future of his career. The fact that he made it back and was pretty much the same guy, not as consistently as maybe before, but was still the same player when you needed him most.
That
to me was huge.
Yeah, you know, the hit in the AFC title game, the hits, you know, down the middle, I think did take their toll on him because I think eventually they got away from those vertical routes. That's what's so ironic about, you know, the way they won the Super Bowl against the Rams. It was on that vertical route, which we really didn't see him do much the last 2 years of. Ever since Earl Thomas almost took out his chest cavity, like running into a brick wall. And I remember him laying out in that Jet game. And he got up, and that's when he started to feel the tingles before that last back surgery. And I remember Jamie Erdahl was doing the game on the sideline, and she talked to Bill Belichick coming off the field at halftime. And he goes, well, we're kind of used to playing without Rob, so we'll just keep moving forward here. It's not like we haven't had that before. And the team, I think the team looked at it as, if you got this guy, it's like gravy on it. It's gravy on mashed potatoes. It's icing on the cake. We're good, and we can operate because we have great quarterback play, and we got a coordinator that can move pieces around and muddy it up for defenses and make it look like something, even though something's not there. But it's great if we have him, and we'll just roll the dice each and every year, hoping that we'll have him at his best. And they're able to win three championships, one without him, actually. That was a big Martellus Bennett year. You know, people forget you didn't have Rob there. Thank God you had Bennett, because you probably don't beat them if you didn't have Bennett. Bennett was a big piece of that. That's some big tight ends here, man. Jesus, over the years. Coates, him. How about Hernandez? I mean, to think, you know, okay, the Patriots can't target certain positional groups. You look at the way they rebuilt the running back position, getting Ridley, Vereen, you know, drafting James White, finding him out of little Wisconsin, where he really was a runner, not a pass catcher, coming out of Wisconsin. He's viewed as a pass catcher now, third down specialist. And the way they tried to retool that tight end position, drafting Graham, tells his name, Ben Watson, you know, two number one picks, boom, boom, in consecutive drafts. And then you had Hernandez and Rob together out of that draft. Imagine if Aaron kept his head on straight, what it could have been with those two players to complement each other. Because really, throughout the years, Rob really didn't have that complementary piece often. They loved to run that 12 personnel, that double tight end package. It was really just all Rob.
So it took nearly 2 months for Rob Gronkowski to make this decision that he's going to retire. 2 months. Weeks after free agency opened. And now the Patriots will do their best to try and replace Rob Gronkowski for the upcoming season. But do you think it would have been a little bit helpful if he had made this decision in the 2 weeks he had promised he was going to make the decision?
Beetle, for all we know, he did make the decision. This has been the plan all along, and this is what the Patriots thought, and they just can't do anything else. They can't do anything else cap-wise. They can't do anything else roster-wise. And if they were banking on him coming back, shame on them for not knowing what was painfully obvious to a lot of people, me included, going back to last winter when guy's not playing football anymore.
But now they're chasing Jared Cook in a last-ditch effort to try and get him to come here.
But nobody
said... And with Gronk retiring, it frees up, what, $9.5 million on the cap?
Yeah. Nobody said this. Friday, we left here at 2 o'clock. We all left here Friday at 2 o'clock. What was the story heading into the owners' meetings? What was it going to be?
It was going to be Robert Kraft.
I thought about that too, Zo.
And then he issued an apology on Saturday, and I thought, wow,
Saturday
going into the owners' meetings.
Final thank you to the owner.
Late afternoon yesterday when pretty much all the reporters, some of the reporters were, I think, in air and en route to Arizona when some were already there on the ground, dropped the Gronkowski bomb yesterday afternoon.
I think that was
What's the story in Arizona this week now?
Rob Gronkowski. So Jared Cook.
I don't think that's a coincidence.
Jared Cook's deal, I don't think, is official in New Orleans yet. And he hasn't put the ink on the paper yet. But the Patriots made a last-ditch effort, and maybe they still are, trying to get Jared Cook to change his mind, even though he's agreed in principle on signing a deal with the Saints.
And he said he won't, right? He said he won't talk to the Patriots, even though his agent is negotiating exclusively with the Saints. You want to play a Breeze? You want to play a Brady?
Either one is a good choice.
I agree.
Neither one's a bad choice. The Saints should have been in the Super Bowl.
He might love New Orleans. Who doesn't? Play in a city of New Orleans. No, I'm just saying, you play in a dome. You play for a fun head coach. Sean Payton's a great coach. You had two great choices there. Belichick, Payton, Breeze, Brady.
Love New Orleans. Who wouldn't want to be in
New Orleans? I don't think I'm going to live there.
A little swampy in the summertime.
It's probably,
a little hot.
Something smells today, guys.
Why? What smells?
A little sewage, like down there. I always smelled sewage when I walked around. You never notice the smell of because of drainage issues there. Yeah. It smells like a sewer at times.
I haven't realized that. I haven't smelled that before. When was the last time you were there?
We did two games down there the last couple of years.
And it smelled?
And one, we did a preseason.
I mean, there's like that smell of people having puked on the sidewalk all night long.
You know what it was? And I think it was a hot, humid, August day because we were down there for a preseason game.
It's swampy in the summertime.
It stunk so bad. And we were down there for game two, but we stayed outside the city a couple years ago. That was the Malcolm Butler game. Remember Malcolm was benched?
I just think that's a real question, though. Why did this take 2 months? Was it simply because he was struggling with the decision? He really didn't know? Or something else going on? Because I saw Mike Giardi's tweet last night. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah, but I did.
His understanding is that there was an agreement made prior to the Super Bowl for Rob Gronkowski with some sort of media or entertainment entity, that there was a deal in place.
A ghost?
I'm sorry?
A ghost? An entity? Get it?
So there was some sort of contract signed prior to the game being played.
I think they're always talking to people like that, though. I mean, he's got his group, his brand. They're always pushing that stuff. Cruises, parties. Supposedly, there was talk or whispers of there being a LeBron James type decision coming down, that they were attempting to potentially market a show. Yeah, Schefter mentioned
of retire or not retire.
Of it was going to be sold. Yeah, like a decision.
What?
The decision.
That's the most foolish thing I've ever heard.
Hey, I agree. hey, we're gonna do a tight end live show on.
We'll get Jim Gray in there.
It's either one fan base is really happy or everyone's upset.
Like, what
that's the
is
only
that?
Decision. It's not like it's one against the other. It's the one against nobody
that?
Ever it's seeing probably, him play
it's
football.
Probably
again.
Why that never went down. Yeah.
They couldn't get anyone to pick that up?
Probably not.
Ran it past Stedman. He thought it was a bad idea.
Yeah. Nickelodeon? You don't think Nickelodeon was
in? Nobody wants to watch this in the whole world.
Yeah, here's the tweet that happened last night from Mike Giardi, NFL Network. My understanding is Gronk had already signed or agreed to a deal with a film/TV company prior to the Super Bowl. So if that was true, why did it take 8 weeks? Could have cleared the cap space. The Patriots could have been in better position going into free agency.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he couldn't have done both. I mean, Kyrie Irving's out there making movies and playing basketball. You can do both.
That's true.
Doesn't have to be
that
one
is
or the
true.
Other.
I'm sure that he wouldn't be one of the heavy plot characters in the plot. Or
oh, you don't think
to where he would have to carry an hour and a half, like 90-minute movie?
I don't think they were going to put Othello on film and he was going to have the lead? King Lear?
I would think
I don't think that's happening.
I would think it'd be more Bosworth-like, sort of show up with a black Corvette. He's got guns and a black leather jacket. Like, yeah, let's go. Let's party.
We're recasting To Kill a Mockingbird. We'd like you to play Atticus, but can you do that and play football? Oh, sure, I can do that.
We're going to do the pianist, too.
I think he's going to go to Broadway, personally. I think he'd be perfect in a number of places.
Clank with the trolley?
Well, I'm thinking more like the Iceman.
Is he going to be in Hamilton?
I'm thinking more along the lines of like dramas, yeah. Plays, not musicals. Too goofy. Oh, my God. If I hear one more person get all bunged up about a possible
Jean Valjean Gronkowski.
I'm Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, get down 3-point stance and run another wrestler over.
Oh my God. It's going to be so awesome. You know what?
He threw beer on me.
Seriously, tell me that he's going to open a cupcake shop like the players down in
Tennessee.
I'd have just as much interest in that, which is zero. Zero.
Coming up next, we will have a montage paying tribute to the career of Rob Gronkowski. From producer Jim Louth. It is on the way right after this, so don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And now the end is near. And so I face the final curtain.
And we assume Gronkowski in the green room, as you heard from Dion, said it straight from the horse's mouth. It seems that the Patriots chose him 42nd overall.
That's a football playing family right there, folks.
I traveled each and every highway and more. Much more than this, I did it my way.
Brady play action fake, end zone, caught, touchdown, Gronkowski. His first career touchdown, caught, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski. And he spikes it with a mighty spike.
Rob Gronkowski won't do it.
Floats it long and deep. Gronkowski's got it. Hat trick touchdowns for Rob Gronkowski. His third touchdown of the game.
Yo, we're on the big screen right now. Give me a chest ball.
Little pass to the near side. Caught by Gronkowski. Hit by Diggs. Tackle 20 down the sideline at 10. He's chased to the 5. Down the sideline. He somersaults over the pylon. It is a touchdown. He's like one of the flying Willendas.
Yeah, yeah, we did good.
Snap to Brady, looks, fires, caught, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski, of course. And that breaks the record for touchdowns by a tight end in the NFL season.
Super Bowl, we're going to the shed.
Gronkowski makes the grab left field, stiff arms the defender to the 25, free to the 20, back to the 15, 10, dangling right to the 5, his third touchdown for the Patriots.
Beast mode, protein bars for everybody.
Gronkowski's in line for the bathroom. Goes into the stall and then turns around to one of his brothers and says, crossies?
Carries across the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Gronk leaps to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
And Gronkowski does the spin inside. And what's he doing? He picks his eyes up because he's looking for Sergio Brown.
Yes, he was just yapping to me the whole time. And that's why I took him and threw him out of the club.
Tom pumps. He throws down the middle for Gronkowski. Somehow makes the catch. Bringing it in with his left hand.
Hey, Boston. Wild tonight. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
I did it my way. For what is a man?
Gronkowski.
What has he got?
Just being Gronkowski.
If not himself.
Where are you? Up in space?
A little nutcracker, dude.
To say the things he truly feels.
and there's only one thing you can deflate. These nuts!
Shotgun snap to Brady, dropping back, lobs a throw for Gronkowski, left side, makes the catch, over two defenders, tumbling to the two, first and goal to go.
I just told you, they're going to bleed him. He's going to dink, he's going to dunk you, he's going to set you up. Brady sees it, and it's a 29-yard strike to the big boy.
Yes, it was
was giving a standing ovation.
Made me cry.
Of course it did. good work, Jim Louth. Nice. Wow. The career of Rob Gronkowski. That is the full Gronk that you got right there.
Sure is.
The whole personality, all of it. The one thing I always fear down the road for him is that somehow his personality took away from what he was as a player. Which seems insane to say, right? Because we all love him for everything that he was. Right, you love the personality. He's a goofball, which is a high. I mean that in the best way possible. But
yeah, if he was one on one of the other 30, if he was on one of the other teams, you'd look at that guy and say, you know what, he would never work here. Yeah, you know, he made it work here. He's like not the anti-Patriot.
Right. If he were on another team, you'd say, oh, Rob Gronkowski could never be a Patriot. It'd never work for him.
He'd have to internalize everything. He juggled it all.
Yeah, and he did.
And to their credit. As much as Bill probably tried to pull back the strings, let him do his thing.
I just hope no one holds it against him or lets that get in the way of understanding how good he was.
Oh, man. I think it makes him better. You add personality to that physical ability, it's the whole package. Man, does Tony Gonzalez excite you? When you watch him or hear about him?
No.
No, but he's more polished. He could sit there and talk to you about football. Give me 87 all day, every day.
617-779-0985. Let's get some of your calls in reaction to Rob Gronkowski.
Thanks for hanging.
Retiring. Angela's in Framingham. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey. So just to add on to your statement about Rob not being excited about any kind of contract he ever got with the Pats, how about you add the female concept to it?
I can't understand.
I can't
what
really
saying.
Understand. You can't really hear you that
your
well
phones.
Either.
Add the little female concept to it?
To what?
Yeah. I mean, you look at his Instagram photos. He's got a gorgeous new girlfriend. You add that. You add the female meep in his ear.
Okay. I think what she's suggesting is now that he's got the serious girlfriend, that it makes it easier to walk away.
Well, I think over the last 2 years, he's matured a lot. A ton. And what gets underplayed here, what doesn't get talked about enough, his off-the-field stuff that he does with kids and his charities and Children's Hospital and doing the stuff that he does on Tuesdays, where normally you get a first or second-year player that does it because they're a new guy and veterans really don't want to take the time on their day off to go put in the time that he does. He does so many charitable things to go along with being a player. And yeah, has he had girls over the years? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and I think he and his brothers had a lot of fun together. Not necessarily with women, but I'm saying going out and being goofy and the drinking and that and the partying and the dancing and foam parties and going to Vegas and all that. I think over the last 2 years, he's really matured.
Piggyback rides with
Shaq. Remember when he first got the bus? Now, like, he never steps foot on the bus. He rents the bus out.
And there were times where it was probably too much.
Yeah.
Right?
You eventually get tired.
Yeah, he finally got tired.
I'm tired.
Derek in Foxborough. Derek, go ahead.
It's a sad day, obviously, for the Patriots. I loved watching Gronk play. You know, it's just a shame he wasn't more durable because in the whole, you know, greatest tight end debate, I think that's going to hurt him because you mentioned Tony Gonzalez. He played 17 seasons, which is more than double what Gronk's going to play. Almost double. So I think that might hurt him in that whole debate. But who do you think was better?
Oh God, Gronkowski.
Gronk, it's
by
not
far,
close.
By far. Not by far. That's not fair to Gonzalez. Gonzalez is a hell of a player. He couldn't block like this guy.
No.
It's another thing. Like, we sit here and we'll talk about the pass running routes and the catches and, you know, you can't cover me and this and that. His playoff run from a blocking standpoint. I remember when he was standing next to the podium talking to Belichick, and he pointed and goes, you know what, coach? You're a hell of a coach. Yeah, you're a hell of a player. You know what? We found our identity. We found our identity. And it was an edge of toughness. It wasn't throwing the ball. It was running the football. They won a championship this year because they could run the football and mix it in with it. But watch him block against against LA, against Kansas City, and then in the Super Bowl. Like Brian Ball, I've been telling you about Baldinger. I finally caught on to his player breakdowns. He does a fantastic job breaking Gronkowski's blocking down in the playoffs. Gronk was a better blocker than any of these tight ends. They couldn't hold a candle to him.
617-779-0985. We've talked all Gronk to this point, and we will be talking mostly Gronk all day long. Dan Shaughnessy will be with us coming up at 11 o'clock. The story that got buried last night from over the weekend was Robert Kraft issuing an apology on Saturday. We will touch on that and get to more of your calls coming up. Dan Shaughnessy at 11 here on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, Gronk. I thought you called me dog. Dog. What's up, dog? Hey, Gronk. I thought you called me dog. Dog. Hey, Gronk. I thought you called me dog. Dog. Hey, Gronk. Dog. Hey, Gronk. Dog. Hey, Gronk.
Hey, greatest thing dog. Mr. Kraft has ever said about Rob, and he nailed it. He's never had a bad day. I'm sure that, well, the day he got his knee hit and he broke his arm and all that, and that stuff's a bad day, but in general, you know what I'm saying? Guy wakes up with a smile on his face. I wonder why.
Oh, God, that still makes me laugh.
Here's the statement that came out on Saturday afternoon. Statement from Robert Kraft. He issued this statement about his current situation in Florida, saying, in deference to the judicial process, I have remained silent these past several weeks. To correct some of the misinformation surrounding this matter, my attorney made his first public comments on Friday night. I would like to use this opportunity to say something that I have wanted to say for weeks. I am truly sorry. I know I have hurt and disappointed my family, my close friends, my coworkers, our fans, and many others who rightfully hold me to a higher standard. Throughout my life, I have always tried to do the right thing. The last thing I would ever want to do is disrespect another human being. I have extraordinary respect for women. My morals and my soul were shaped by the most wonderful woman, the love of my life, who I was blessed to have as my partner for 50 years. As I move forward, I hope to continue to use the platform with which I have been blessed to help others and try to make a difference. I expect to be judged not by my words, but by my actions. And through those actions, I hope to regain your confidence and respect. That was on Saturday from Robert Kraft. He says, I am truly sorry, but he does not say what he is truly sorry for.
Fair. Yeah.
Sorry for what? What are you sorry for? The one part that I read in here,
the look of it,
that I thought was interesting was the part where it says, the last thing I would ever want to do is disrespect another human being. Is that an admission of disrespecting another human being? I'm literally don't know what is being admitted there or not admitted. That part is sort of curious to me.
Well, I think the way it's talked about, the, you know, 90% thought process of actually what happened or how it looks or what he's being accused of. I think this is standard where, you know, you're going to the league meetings. You know, you're going to be there publicly. You put out a statement. You defer to the statement. Now, he hasn't been around the media yet, right? The lawyer spoke on Our lawyer spoke Friday night. Statement came out Saturday. Anytime he'll be seen at these
meetings. It's sort of confusing because
I understand. Yeah.
If you're not guilty of what you're being accused of, then what are you saying sorry
for? You should not apologize, right?
What are you sorry for? If you're sorry, that leads me to believe that you're admitting that what you've been accused of is true.
Yep.
Oh, so and it happened.
What the public is accusing him for, or what his family has to go through based on what's being talked about in detail.
By saying sorry, you're admitting that you did something wrong or that you're at fault for something. That's why people say sorry.
Ike knows it was a bad look. And that's what he's apologizing for.
But you don't apologize for a bad look. You apologize for your actions. For what you did.
And Burt Breer was on with the morning show this morning. He talked about the fact that this is what he wanted to do all along. He wanted to come out. He wanted to make a statement. And he wanted to apologize. And, you know, Burt's information was that, you know, his lawyers advised against it. And this had the makings and the feelings of a compromise between Robert Kraft and his attorneys. They're like, you know, fine, you can say something. And it is what it is, Beetle. It's like you said, you know, why would you apologize if you haven't done anything wrong? Well, because something happened. How wrong it is up to, you know, each person's moral compass or the legalities of, you know, whatever community you're in. But he wanted to apologize from the get-go. And the attorney will probably tell you more often than not, don't say you're sorry. Whatever you do, don't say you're sorry. There's no, but nothing good will come of that. When, again, it's just common sense. To me, putting out a statement like that, it's the first thing that
statement's not getting released unless the attorneys looked it over.
Yeah, but even though they probably didn't want it, but still, this is the first thing that looks or feels like common sense in this whole ordeal so far. Finally, thank you. Say something.
Yeah, it's never going to happen again, and I could tell you about it, and I could talk about it, and that's not going to matter. Nothing's going to matter unless the only thing that's going to matter are my actions from this point forward. And base your opinions on that and not, you know, what's being talked about or what would be seen.
Well, I just think that he wants to come off as being apologetic and wanting to, you know, move on from it. So if you want us to base you on the actions are not your words, your actions, fine. Your actions are you're lawyered up and you're trying to get out of it. So is that being sorry? Is that an apologetic tone that you've struck in a legal sense? They're polar opposites. The statement and the actions are polar opposites at this point in time. Like, it's nice to come out and blame the lawyers for not letting you say you're sorry. But if then you say yourself, base it on the actions, not what I say. Well, then fine. I'll disregard the statement. I'll base it on the actions. The actions right now, you're fighting it tooth and nail. There's no apologetic tone in the actions.
Unless there was just no exchange for money agreed upon when he walked in and he was just having a good time and he's trying to prove that. I don't know.
It's good PR, that's though. Like, people eat it up. People go for it. Oh, sorry.
I think he had to put this out before the league meetings. If you're going to league meetings, you release a statement. You put that out there. And, you know, Edelman releases a statement after he gets suspended. Before he has to talk, I'm just going to defer to that. Brady, same thing. How long did Brady fight that? Then he eventually put the statement out. It's come to me this day where I'm just done. I'm giving in. I'm letting the league suspend me. I'm accepting my suspension, and we're going to move forward. Week 5, boom. Then you go into hiding.
Owners' meetings are underway in Phoenix, and he's there.
Yep.
I know that they've said, and many have reported, he's not expected to speak at these meetings. I will not be entirely stunned if he does.
I think he wants to.
I think he does.
I really do.
And I don't think that it will be something that maybe is made known or made aware. Because if he was going to speak, just think of it this way. If Robert Kraft was planning to speak this week to reporters and wanted to speak to the local guys, the guys that cover the team regularly, are they going to announce it? Are they going to let people know that he's actually going to do that? No, because then he's going to get hounded by the TMZs and,
you know,
Entertainment Tonight's of the world.
And he likes to get out. And he likes to be seen. You know what I mean? And he's trying to enjoy life, and he is going to run into these people. So I think, to your point, you take care of business there where you're around all of your peers. Now, these are his peers, the other owners.
I just think that this would be the ideal situation to speak, because you can limit it to the football writers.
Yeah.
You can limit it to your local guys by making them the only ones that are aware of it.
And people like
it. And
you do
it quietly, and you do it off to the side, and you tell all of them ahead of time, listen, you can ask me those questions, but you're not getting an answer because I issued the statement, and that's all you're going to get on that.
Yeah.
And you know what I think would happen? And I wouldn't blame any of the writers for doing this. they'd ask him football questions. They'd ask him about Rob Gronkowski's retirement. They'd ask him about Tom Brady's future. They'd ask him about football matters. They would say, okay, well, if I'm here and I get access to the owner, I'm not going to ask him about this if he's not going to give me any answers. I'm going to spend the time we got to actually ask him about football-related things. And I think that's what he would probably, Robert Kraft, like to get back to doing.
And I think the writers would appreciate that because he's not wasting their time being out there. Like, they're out there just by chance that he would speak. And if he would speak, like, oh, my God, this is great. This is great. He's talking.
So you could do it on.
We're not here for anything.
He could do it on the download this week. So I'm not going to be stunned if it happens. But
where was that in Florida? A year ago or 2 years ago?
In the meantime, they're telling everybody he will not speak at the meetings.
Yeah.
Which is smart.
Was it 2 years ago or a year ago where he kind of surprised people on that Sunday and held a quick press conference with all the local people before the national people? Was that last year or the year before? Can't remember.
I don't recall.
Yeah.
Not important.
Whatever it was, won't be happening this year.
last year with all the drama.
Maybe it was.
Not going to be any impromptu press conference.
You don't know. No, you don't know. Don't rule it out. Don't rule it out. It won't. It'll have the appearance of an impromptu press conference, but I don't think it'll be all that impromptu if it happens.
I ruled out Rob Gronkowski playing this season, and I'm ruling out Robert Kraft having an impromptu press conference.
Hardy is our resident odds setter. He's setting the odds. Hardy knows everything.
I'll give you 6-1 right now in an impromptu press conference.
Take that.
Okay.
What, do you want the action?
No, yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan Shaughnessy, the Boston Globe, is standing by. He'll join us in 90 seconds.
What's 6-1 mean?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.